Friday morning and Frank strikes again. Yeah, we got head games going on between U.S. and Canada. Apparently the trade deal's off. He's miffed. Trump is miffed over this ad featuring Ronald Reagan that Ontario put out. We're going to talk about that this morning. In fact, I've got a couple of guests that are going to join us to talk about that. Welcome to Friday, by the way. Happy Friday. It's going to be a beautiful day today, weather-wise, in the province. And we've got a lot to look forward to this weekend. Not just the nice weather, but sports. We couldn't ask for more sports. Football, baseball, you name it. So lots to talk about today. Bail legislation came down yesterday. I have got criminologist Kurt Griffiths joining us on the show from Simon Fraser University to break things down. And of course, because it's Friday, the usuals. Bugs and Hugs coming up at 10. It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson at 11. Green and White prognostications at 12. And potentially the most important guest I have ever interviewed on the Evan Bray Show. Well, to me, anyway, my wife. She's chairing the Vanier Cup committee, which the Vanier Cup is in Regina coming up in November. So, yeah, Jody Bray will join the Evan Bray Show at 11:30 this morning. All right, let's get going. We know what today's big talker is.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, it was last night. It was about 9 o'clock, I think. My phone started blowing up with people going, did you see this? The talks are off. The trade talks are off. Donald Trump's ticked off. Yes, Donald Trump not happy, mainly because the Ronald Reagan Foundation put out a release, if you will, or a social media post saying that the ad taken out by the province of Ontario, although I think in the States they're just saying Canada's ad, that is using a clip of Ronald Reagan from his 1987 radio speech on the damaging effect of tariffs, is a misrepresentation of what the former president was saying. And as a result, Donald Trump is ticked off. It's fake. It's not real. Borderline saying that there's going to be a lawsuit that will follow this, and trade talks are officially off. So as we ruminate a little bit about this and the seriousness of it, or maybe not, because we've seen this record play before, I welcome to the program our friend Brian Lilly, who is a political columnist for the Toronto Sun. Brian, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me. I thought I was just on to give my prediction for the Riders win.
Well, I would always welcome that. We do that on a regular basis here too, Brian, for sure.
35 for the Riders, 23 for the Lions, total 58. There you go.
Wow, I like it. 35-23, you said? I'm writing this down. I'm going to remind people of that as we move through. Okay, so we've seen this before. Donald Trump does not like something and he calls the trade talks off. It happened with the that digital tax that back in June, and we know that we've regained our relationship with the state since then. Just your thoughts on what transpired last night.
What I think happened is that Donald Trump saw this ad, either while it was playing on Fox News, maybe during the baseball game. You know, I was speaking with someone recently who knows him well and says there's always a TV on in the background. While his staff are briefing him, while he's in meetings, there's a TV on somewhere. So he sees this ad, doesn't like it. He mentions it in the Rose Garden event the other day, talked about it in relation to how great tariffs are and how well they're doing. But my guess is that he complained about it to someone in the White House, who then leaned on the Ronald Reagan Foundation, which put out a completely bogus statement, making claims like they didn't ask for permission. There's no need to. And claiming that it was edited to to misrepresent Reagan's words. So first off, any creative work produced by an American civil servant in the course of their job is public domain. You don't have to wait however many years. You can use the whole thing. It's public domain. It was produced by a civil servant and made by the White House, distributed by the White House at the time. Everyone's been using it forever. So there's that. On the claim that it misrepresented Reagan's words, I've watched that speech before. It's been floating around since Trump started bringing up tariffs. And if you know Reagan and his view on tariffs, he did not support them in general. And that's what the ad portrayed. So I think that this is being caused because Trump didn't like the ad. In fact, my friend Warren Kinsella, I was talking to Warren earlier this morning. I know you have him on the show now and again. I don't know if he's one of the other guests talking about this with you today. But Kinsella said, I think that he didn't like the ad because it's working and he's hearing from Republicans. Mm. I don't know about that. That's one interesting theory. But, clearly Trump didn't like the ad and complained to someone and then threw his fit last night. But
right.
It was a very gentle ad. I know there's going to be a lot of people saying, well, Doug Ford blew it again. Doug Ford's an idiot. Why run this ad? It's a very gentle ad using positive words from an American president to talk about our trading relationship.
It's and I mean, the imagery, obviously, that plays in the ad is really about the importance of the relationship between Canada and the United States, and obviously is also kind of supporting the words you hear Ronald Reagan saying. So a couple of things. Let's say this first. We've seen Mark Carney and Donald Trump smooth the waters before. I feel if I'm a betting man, there's a 100% chance that will happen again. Your thoughts?
Oh, this could just be Trump doing art of the deal, and he's trying to use it as a negotiation tactic. How well the talks were going, I don't know. There was the Globe and Mail report the other day saying that a deal was close. It's not the first time they've said that. They said it to me back in June. They told the public it in mid-June, then in mid-July, and then they said they'd have a deal by August 2nd. So they have leaked out and pushed this message that they're close to a deal before. But while the Globe had that, the Wall Street Journal was reporting the opposite. So at some point, they will make up and they will do it. Trump genuinely seems to like Carney. My intelligence from people in Washington is he likes him, friendly enough, doesn't trust him yet, but respects him. And he's figuring out the trust thing. So that bodes well for us. I'm not sure that this ad thing is a failure. Maybe it is working, but I will say that some of our foreign policy blunders, like Carney saying he would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu, were announcing that we would recognize a Palestinian state in the middle of Trump trying to get a ceasefire. We have to stop doing those things because those don't help us in the talks with the Americans. Somewhere between Doug Ford wanting to fight Donald Trump every day and Mark Carney going to the White House and, exposing his belly like a puppy looking for prey, somewhere between those two is the sweet spot we want to be in.
So on that note, Brian Lilly is our guest, political columnist for the Toronto Sun. Is there a backroom conversation between Carney and Ford where the prime minister is saying, Doug, not helping us?
I'd be interested to listen in on that conversation, which I am absolutely sure happened. And by the end of the day, I am sure that I will have spoken to someone who gives me at least a hint of what was said. Mm-hmm. Ford definitely wants to fight, and he sees anyone who doesn't want to fight against Trump as being weak. I bought into that idea for a while. I'm not sure it's helping us. But it might be the right reaction to Trump calling off the trade talks on false pretenses.
Right.
There's nothing in this ad that should have elicited that reaction. You're using a Republican icon in his own words, talking about the great relationship. By the way, in the full 5 minutes, he does talk about Canada and how he had recently just told Canada's prime minister, that would have been Mulroney at the time, about their desire not to engage in tariffs and for freer and fairer trade. Hopefully they find a way to work through it, both Ford and Carney. As I wrote a little while ago, though, their bromance is not as cozy as it once was, and it's all over this issue.
It's not lost on me the irony of Donald Trump calling this ad fake days after he posted him flying a jet fighter, dumping poop on protesters. I mean, it's just, it's part of the ongoing as the world turns, I think.
Yeah. I mean, look, did I love that that video that Trump shared? No. Was it him being a master troller? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's his MO, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he trolls people all the time. And if he lives rent-free in your brain, he's going to do stuff like that to get you angry and throw you off balance. Is that what he's trying to do here? Is he trying to throw us off balance, get us angry, not focused on what we need for a trade deal? Maybe.
I wanted to switch gears just for a second while I've got you, because yesterday was a busy day for us. We had our throne speech had come down on Wednesday. So yesterday was reaction to the throne speech, and we spent a lot of time on the show talking about that. We didn't spend a lot of time talking about the Prime Minister's national address that happened midweek this week, which to me, and I watched it, in hindsight, I don't know that I am glad that I watched it. It seemed like a bit of a nothing burger.
It should have been him pre-positioning the budget coming up. And you're right, it was a nothing burger. It was a very painful speech to listen to and to get through. But it was portrayed by Carney's PMO as being, you know, something to watch. Oh, there's going to be a lot in there. There wasn't. It was cliche after cliche. And I'm saying this in the most nonpartisan way I can, because Mark Carney is a smart man. He can deliver a speech. Is he the most charismatic? No. But that speech on what would have been Wednesday night was particularly bad. It was horrible. His cadence was off. He, you know, one liberal, Jamie Carroll, said he looked like he'd rather be doing anything. He'd rather be getting a root canal from a proctologist is how he described that speech.
That paints a picture.
Liberals were ripping it apart as well, but there was no substance other than telling young people, hey, things are going to be bad in the future. It's not going to be so great. Oh, well, there's a nice pep talk before the budget, Prime Minister Carney. I'm going to date myself, even though I wasn't really around and paying attention to politics, at least at that point. But historically, we all know of the Jimmy Carter Malaise speech. And it had that vibe of him saying things are not good and they're not going to be great in the future. And we're just going to have to kind of get used to it. And you're like, oh, all right. we'll see you later.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was not an inspiring talk and not one that would leave people feeling good at the end. So I'm not surprised you felt that way at the end.
I mean, I guess perhaps if the intent was to ease into what might be not the easiest and best news at budget time, then perhaps they did accomplish that, because, you know, that was the tone was quite somber, talking about tough decisions. And although he was targeting at physically the audience that was in front of him, I mean, clearly the fact that they went national with it was to prepare the country for what's coming in the budget.
And yet the first few rows, they said, we're talking to students. And the first few rows, was a lot of people with gray hair.
Yeah.
And it did not live up to the hype that they put out there. So that's another bad example of his office doing the opposite of what success in politics is. In politics, you try to undersell and overdeliver. And so if I tell you I'm going to give you a 4 out of 5, and then I give you 5 out of 5, well, that's good, and people notice, and then, yeah, it's great. If you're constantly saying, I'm going to do 5 stars out of 5, and you're delivering a 3, people start saying, what's going on? So Carney, whether it's trade talks, we're going to have a deal soon, or issues like this, the speech, they really oversell what is there. And then when expectations aren't met, people are left scratching their heads.
Mm-hmm. Brian, we're at the end of our clock. Again, always appreciate having you on the program. We'll watch for November 4th, and you and I will have more to talk about.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Brian Lilly, political columnist for the Toronto Sun. Of course, the big news this morning, Donald Trump has called trade talks with Canada off. Effective immediately. Done. We're not dealing with those guys if they're going to be so mean and put fake ads on the air. And the ad, of course, he's referring to is the one that was taken out to the tune of $75 million, by the way. That's what it cost the Ontario government to have these ads produced and playing numerous networks in the United States, and using Ronald Reagan's speech, essentially condemning the effect of tariffs in the long term, is what has got the president, current president, so riled up. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be coming back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.